Can you hear me, Paul? Take some prayer requests, and we're going to have a prayer. So, does anybody have any prayer requests? Yeah. Who? Okay, Miss Ruthie.
Is that your great or just grand? Michael?
Mom owns the dock where the Bang Bang Crack Brothers were home. They called it cancer.
Okay. Okay. Nikki? Oh, okay. Anybody else?
Actually, I have a couple.
Okay.
What was it? Oh, praise. My husband has an interview tomorrow. Yay. But he asked for prayer because he is nervous. So if you would pray for him, his name's Ronnie. And then I got an email from my dad. He's visiting my grandfather in Bolivia, and they have decided to move my grandfather into a nursing home there. And it's a big, tough decision. It was kind of heart-wrenching for them, but anyway, just please pray for that transition, and also that my grandfather would just be at peace in a multitude of ways. So, and I'll let you ask for prayer for him.
Oh, yeah. Rosemary Clark, and just for Cliff as well. She's battling cancer.
Any others? Okay. Would you bow with me in prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you for just the opportunity to be here tonight and to worship and to praise you and to grow closer to you. God, I pray that you be with the people that we've mentioned tonight. Heal the sick. Be with those who are mourning. Take them up in your arms. Be with the ones who are anxious and nervous about an interview. And just be with them every step of the way throughout the process, Lord. We thank you for the blessings that you continue to give us. And we pray that that you help us see each and every one of these blessings, Lord. God, I pray that you continue to be with us tonight as we worship. Be with the band as they bring us songs. And be with us as we prepare our hearts and minds for this worship service. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we've done this song many times, Prince of Peace, and I don't know how much teenagers wrestle with this, but everybody wants peace, peace on earth, and you know what the beauty queens always say, I just want world peace, you know, they're always what they say, but you know, we'll never have it until Jesus has returned, you know. However, we can have individual peace, and that is something we can share at least on a one-to-one basis. You know, so if you know that peace, please share it. And let's praise the Lord right now for that.
You are holy.
You are holy.
You are mighty.
You are mighty.
You are worthy.
You are worthy.
Worthy of praise.
Was forever, actually, wasn't it? be appropriate to sing forever now.
Children of God. We thank you for that, Lord. Please open our heart, Lord, and let us see how beautiful you are. Let us put aside all our troubles and worries, knowing that you made us and you take good care of us. All those who are on the way to you who are still seeking your face and don't know who you are, I ask you tonight, let those who are seeking you find you and find the salvation in you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for Jesus who came and showed and proved this love of yours. Thank you for dying for us and saving us for the eternal life.
He formed my heart before even time began. My life was in His hand. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls, and He hears me when I call. I have a Father. He calls me His own. He'll never leave me, no matter where I go. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls, and He hears me when I call. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls, and He hears me when I call. Yes, He hears me when I call.
One thing real quickly before we get started, Nikki reminded me, we have the Broken Wheel Festival this weekend, and for the youth, that's a great opportunity to do a fundraiser. I think Morgan may have contacted some of you, she did, but we're doing what we did last year, and we're selling drinks and snow cones. So what that means is, we need you youth to show up. We have a lot of awesome experiences and opportunities for this next year, but all of them are very expensive. We have a Winter Youth Evangelism Conference. We have Triennium, CPYC, and Camp, and fundraising is going to be very important this year. So just remember that. If you bow your heads with me and pray real quick. Heavenly Father, we thank You for being our Father. We thank You for the fact that wherever we go, You are with us, and You will comfort us, and You will love on us, Lord. God, I pray that You be with all of us tonight. Open our hearts and minds to receive Your message. Lord, use me to send Your message. Let me use the words You want me to use, Lord. Thank You for this opportunity to learn more about Your Son, Jesus. Amen. We have this fall a very exciting opportunity, I think. During the summer, Paul and Brother Larry and I, we were kind of talking about what we could do for Wednesday night this year. And what we decided was to do a lesson on Jesus for the whole fall. And so Brother Larry, Paul, and I are going to alternate speaking. And we have a very kind of intense study of Jesus that I really feel will give us all an opportunity to grow closer to Jesus and God in our relationship, and will ultimately grow our faith. We just want to get in the Bible and learn who Jesus is, because I think you'll see from my message tonight that I think a lot of times we have an idea of Jesus from what we hear in Sunday school, but we really don't know that much. So we're going to take this as an opportunity to really grow closer. Some things that we're going to study are things like his special marks of divinity, his authority, his foreknowledge about his coming and or his departure and return, his suffering, his lordship as king, his preeminence, his mission, what his ministry was, his dominion, his crucifixion. I'm really excited. The last Wednesday night we'll have will be December 2nd, and we're going to have a chance for Larry, Paul, and I to get up here, and we'll each take a different aspect of the crucifixion, and we'll talk about it, and then we're going to share in the Lord's Supper together. I'm really excited about that. I think it will be great. So that's what we know, that Wednesday night's a little different this year, and we're just going to try this out, and those are a few of the things we're gonna study. In the past, we've had lay speakers come up and speak, and we really are thankful for that support. So now we're going to also ask for support in doing things like helping with the dishes. We're going to have some sign-up sheets, and people can volunteer to help out with the dishes or help out with the elementary school children. So getting into the message, who do they say I am? If you turn to your Bibles, if you brought your Bibles, or if you look in the pew, and you go to Matthew, Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 17. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, I don't know. I haven't gotten to Greek yet. He asked his disciples, who do the people say the Son of Man is? They replied, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. But what about you, he asked, who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. There's also a very similar account in Mark chapter 8, 27 through 30. It was clear that during this time, we're fortunate enough, I believe, to see in the scriptures an opportunity where Jesus had a separate meeting, a special meeting with the people who were the closest to him. And he asked them, who do they say I am? And they told him, you know, you're just another prophet. Other people think you're just another prophet. Yeah, you're a good guy. But nobody was saying you're the Christ. And he then said, but who do you say that I am? And they told him, you're the Christ. We know, because of the time period, we only know small things about Jesus historically. They didn't have the resources we have today to write down the history. But what are some things that we know? We know that Jesus was born to his parents, Joseph and Mary, in Bethlehem. They were traveling to pay taxes, and they were from Nazareth. We know that his family fled to Egypt because King Herod was
put out an order to kill all male babies 2 and under. We know that he returned from Egypt, his family. We know that Jesus went to the temple in Jerusalem, and he traveled with his family for the Passover feast when he was 12. We know that this is also the first time that we have account of him talking amongst teachers in the temple and discussing religion, who God is. We know he was baptized by John the Baptist. We know that he went to the desert and was tempted by the devil for 40 days and 40 nights. Soon after that, we know that his ministry started. And then we know that he was crucified and rose again. But that's kind of, as Christians who grow up in the church or are new to the church, that's kind of all we take time to learn, I think. There are many different names and images of Jesus Christ. I got some pictures of just some random pictures of Jesus that we have on the internet. That's kind of typical. Maybe Jesus holding a lamb, someone who's peaceful, who's calm. Then you have the 3D animated Jesus. I don't know. He's kind of going, hey, I don't know. And you got the one where he's maybe a nurturer, kind of like a father figure. You got the typical artistic with the halo. Maybe this is the Jesus you see when you think of Jesus. One who's going through the suffering and the beatings and the crucifixion. Maybe just Jesus sitting by himself. It's a very typical Renaissance artistic Jesus. Maybe you see Jesus carrying his cross. Maybe you see Jesus as he's going through pain for us. Maybe you see Jesus as he's dying for us and he's praying to God, asking God to forgive us because we don't understand what we're doing. I don't know if you noticed in many of those pictures, but almost all of them, Jesus was made to look Anglican. Yeah, he was an Anglo. He was white. Most Jesuses look like they're from Germany. And I think we get that stuck in our head, but in all reality, Jesus looks nothing like that. And that's kind of an example of how I don't think that we really take much time to figure out who Jesus is. There's some names that come very common with Jesus, and Brother Larry had a whole list of them. I'm just going to read some. Some of them may be familiar, some of them may be new. Jesus is a Nazarene, the Alpha and Omega, the Anointed One, Branch of the Lord, Bread of God, the Bridegroom. That's an important one. That's analogy is used often in the Bible. The Crown of Splendor, God's Son, the Great High Priest, Great Light. Paul spoke this past Sunday about being the light. Great Shepherd of the Sheep, Head of the Body, Head of the Church, Heir of all things. He's the one and only Son, Holy One of God, Hope of Israel, Emmanuel, Indescribable Gift, Jesus Christ our Lord, our Savior, Jesus of Nazareth,
judge of the living and the dead, King of kings, Lamb of God, light of the world, Lord, Lord of lords, Lord of peace, Rabbi, Master, Mediator of the New Covenant, Messiah, Prince, Prince of Peace, Son of Man, Teacher, the beginning and the end, the Good Shepherd, the last Adam, the Way. Those are just a few of the names that maybe you've heard of them, maybe you haven't. But hopefully, over this fall, you'll understand some of them. Things like the last Adam. I got a clip off YouTube, and I'm going to play it. But it's a clip of S.N. Lockridge, and he's a pastor from, I don't even know how long ago. Do you know, Larry? Years ago. And he comes from the African-American background, and he's preaching. And he's starting to preach, and he's going. He's preaching. And after a while, you hear the crowd getting into it. And I'm going to show a clip, and I think it's pretty powerful. I've watched it so many times this week and getting ready for it. But this clip, you'll find out, he's just describing Jesus. And I thought it was really neat. It's a good start for this semester or this fall. Let me play it real quick. Yes.
The Bible says my king is the king of the Jews. He's the king of Israel. He's the king of righteousness. He's the king of the ages. He's the king of heaven. He's the king of glory. He's the king of kings. And he's the Lord of lords. That's my king. I wonder, do you know him? My king is a sovereign king. No means of measure can define his limitless love. He's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's imperially powerful. He's impartially merciful. Do you know him? He's the greatest phenomenon that has ever crossed the horizon of this world. He's God's son. He's a sinner's savior. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. He is the loftiest idea in literature. He's the highest personality in philosophy. He's the fundamental doctrine of true theology. He's the only one qualified to be an all-sufficient Savior. I wonder if you know him today. He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and the tried. He sympathizes and he saves. He strengthens and sustains. He guards and he guides. He heals the sick. He cleanses the lepers. He forgives sinners. He discharges debtors. He delivers the captive. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young. He serves the unfortunate. He regards the aged. He rewards the diligent. And he beautifies the meek. I wonder if you know him. He's the key to knowledge. He's the wellspring of wisdom. He's the doorway of deliverance. He's the pathway of peace. He's the roadway of righteousness. He's the highway of holiness. He's the gateway of glory. Do you know him? Well, his life is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous. And his yoke is easy. And his burden is light. I wish I could describe him to you. Yes, he's indescribable. He's incomprehensible. He's invincible. He's irresistible. You can't get him out of your mind. You can't get him off of your hand. You can't outlive him, and you can't live without him. Well, the Pharisees couldn't stand him, but they found out they couldn't stop him. Pilate couldn't find any fault in him. Herod couldn't kill him. Death couldn't handle him, and the grave couldn't hold him. Yeah! That's my king. That's my king.
Amen.
I thought that was a pretty good illustration. And when you go home, there's longer ones that I didn't think we necessarily had time for. But I urge you to look it up. It's S.N. Lockridge, and it's called That's My King. Chelsea had an email the other day that she received. And it was actually about, she got it, and it was the same scripture about Who do you say I am? And it had a different list, and it was kind of a comical thing, and it talked about different ideas people have of Jesus. And it was talking about how there's a therapist Jesus, there's a Starbucks Jesus, there's an open-minded Jesus, there's a touchdown Jesus for athletes, there's there's a martyr Jesus, there's a gentle Jesus, a hippie Jesus, a yuppie Jesus, a spiritual Jesus, a revolutionary Jesus, a guru Jesus, a boyfriend Jesus, a good example Jesus. It just listed all these different Jesuses. And it's kind of talking about how people kind of make up their own Jesuses sometimes, and that's not who Jesus is. And I'm going to read how it ended. It listed all these things and had what each of them was, but it ended with this. And then there's Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, not just another prophet, not another rabbi, not just another wonder worker. He was the one that had been they had been waiting for, the Son of David and Abraham's chosen seed, the one to deliver us from captivity, the goal of the Mosaic law, Yahweh in the flesh, the one to establish God's reign and rule, the one to heal the sick, give sight to the blind, freedom to the prisoners, and proclaim good news to the poor, the Lamb of God who came and to take away the sins of the world. This Jesus was the Creator come to earth and the beginning of a new creation. He embodied the covenant, fulfilled the commandments, and reversed the curse. This Jesus is the Christ that God spoke of to the serpent, the Christ prefigured to Noah in the flood, the Christ promised to Abraham, the Christ prophesied through Balaam before the Moabites, the Christ guaranteed to Moses before he died, the Christ promised to David when he was king, the Christ revealed to Isaiah as a suffering servant, the Christ predicted through the prophets, and prepared for through John the Baptist. This Christ is not a reflection of the current mood or the projection of our own desires. He is our Lord and God. He is the Father, Son, Savior of the world, and substitute for our sins, more loving, more holy, and more wonderful, wonderfully terrifying than any ever thought possible. I thought that's a good start for what we're going to learn. It listed things, people, ways he was prophesied, and ways that reasons why Jesus came to this earth, and that's kind of what we're going to talk about this fall. Tonight is just an intro to tell you what we're talking about, different things we'll talk about, and I want to challenge you not to just come here on Wednesday nights and to hear what we have to say, but to study at home about who Jesus Christ is. We may all have different images of him, thoughts of him, and that's okay. But we need to have something. We as Christians are called to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. How if we don't know him? If you ask me about my best friend, I could tell you almost anything and everything about him that you could want to know. Why is it different with Jesus? So I challenge you to put some study and effort into this as we learn about Jesus, because he's the basis of our Christianity. And I feel that we need to be close to him and have a good understanding of him to do any good in this world for God. So let's pray. The band can come on up. Heavenly Father, thank you for your Son. Thank you for the sacrifice. Thank you for his dying on the cross for our sins. God, I pray that you be with the people who are here and the people who aren't here. And I just pray that you work in their lives in a way that they can grow closer to you through this series of lessons. God, I know I want to know you more, and I want to be closer to you. And I know there are people out here who feel the same way. Help us to get to know your Son as much as we can. Amen.
Everyone needs compassion, a love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, he can move the mountain. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation, he rules and conquers the grave. Jesus conquers the grave. Take me as you find. All my fears and failures, fill my life again. Give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I
want to thank you again for coming tonight. And this fall is going to be a little different, but I think it's going to be good. And we're going to study. It's more of teaching, not preaching. So open up your Bible, study a little about Jesus this week, and come back ready to learn. Go in peace.
Thank you. Jesus.